here's how the alchemy works for me at Airbnb. I was assigned a young, smart partner who helped me develop a hospitality department. Early on, Laura Hughes could see that I was a little lost in this habitat, so she often sat right next to me in meetings so she could be my tech translator and I could write her notes and she could tell me that's what that means. Laura was 27 years old. She'd worked for Google for 4 years and then for a year and a half at Airbnb when I met her. Like many millennial cohorts, she had actually grown into a managerial role before she'd gotten any formal leadership training. I don't care if you're in the B2B world, the B2C world, the C2C world, or the A to Z world. Business is fundamentally H to H, human to human. And yet Laura's approach to leadership was really formed in the technocratic world, and it was purely metric driven. One of the things she said to me in the first few months is, I love the fact that your approach to leadership is to create a compelling vision that becomes a North Star for us. Now, my fact knowledge, as in how many rooms a maid cleans in an 8-hour shift, might not be all that important in a home sharing world. My process knowledge of how do you get things done based upon understanding the underlying motivations of everybody in the room was incredibly valuable in a company where most people didn't have a lot of organizational experience. As I spent more time at Airbnb, I realized it's possible a new kind of elder was emerging in the workplace. Not the elder of the past, who actually was regarded with reverence. No, what is striking about the modern elder is their relevance, their ability to use timeless wisdom and apply it to modern-day problems.